The Gospels, Day 6, The Beans, or The Background. Jesus shares a powerful sermon known as the Sermon on the Mount. A separate series looking at this sermon is coming soon. But for now, we'll focus on the fact that Jesus had just finished preaching to crowds of people, then as evening comes, decides to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He asks his disciples to go into the boat and head over. The verse, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, Jesus calms the storm. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The fill. What's the point? Jesus comes to us in human form to make it easier for us to relate to him. While on earth, his humanity means he feels all that we do, including extreme fatigue, which I can only imagine he'd feel after preaching to crowds all day long. No wonder he needed a little nap. But switching gears and also putting ourselves in the disciples' shoes, they were getting tossed around, beaten by this storm, fearful for their lives. So they wake Jesus asking, "Don't you care if we drown?" These words leapt off the page at me, and I instantly flash back to times of desperation where I, too, assumed Jesus was asleep at the wheel. In times like that, he feels so distant that I doubt if he's even real, as I, too, scream, "Do you see me? Do you even care about all that is happening to me right now?" Now, I'd like to tell you that during those hard times, as I yelled out in agony, Jesus instantly silenced the storms in my life, as he does with the actual waves in today's story. However, the metaphorical storms in my life aren't quite that simple. Maybe you can relate. A broken heart, long-term health issues, family dramas, mourning over a lost loved one. All of these storms have so many moving parts that while God is indeed at work, we just don't always immediately see it. However, we are still standing. Even in those desperate moments where I felt as if I was drowning, I've always been delivered. Just as he asks his disciples here, "Do you still have no faith?" I have heard him whisper the same to me. "Hey, Christine, remember the lifetime worth of storms I've delivered you from? Don't you see yet? While fear is natural, let your faith be bigger. Look back. Be reminded of how I've protected you, healed you, delivered you through so much, always working things for your good. And use that as the life raft to cling to, knowing and believing that I've got this too." The steam. What does all of this mean? How can I apply it to my life today? What storms are raging in your life? What battles, big or small, are you facing? Cry out to Jesus today. Ask him to be with you in the boat, to deliver you from the winds and the rain. Then ask that he fills you with his spirit, reminding you of times where he has been faithful in your past, giving you the courage you need to ride out this storm in peace.